a voyage. You are a cosmonaut. You are on a trip. And if you look at it as a vacation, I said you're on a voyage. If you look at this trip as a vacation, you're going to get sidetracked by a group of reptilian beings that learn how to take figures and make you perceive certain figures from the perspective that they want you to perceive them from. For instance, you have a square. And within that square, if it's three-dimensional, you could fit this within a circle or a 360. Thank you. You could fit this square or this object into a 360. Actually, if you can't fit the square object into a 360, it's probably not cut out correctly. However, these shape-shifting beings will have you look at this square as a square or a box or a limitation. You will never realize that you are actually in a cipher. This is what you are. Your life is a cipher. And you are given certain weapons to protect yourself within this cipher. The first weapon that you were given to protect yourself in this cipher of the physical flesh, or what's called the Duat, is your body and everything that came with it. Essentially, your head, your crown chakra, was your first weapon that you were given. However, if you begin to look at your head as a limitation and look at your head as just a head and not realize that your head, from the moment that you incarnated here, is connected to what's called a God body. It's actually nothing more than a mere duplicate of a headquarters, a physical headquarters that exists in this universe. And the problem is that we don't understand that we are on a trip and that our soul is actually living inside of a spaceship or a vehicle, it becomes unidentified or extraterrestrial or alien to us because we don't understand what it is. See, in reality, this is a craft. And the name that you were given came with what? A social security number or a set of numbers. So you were given a certain letters and certain numbers.
Yeah, that's right, Raw M-O-T-M-L. What you gonna do with that? You are listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 FM on to 2AM.
drive over, is that everything is now lined up. This is really going to be an interesting time.
No, better believe that.
Because we need to, the current system that we're living in is about to be dismantled.
That's
right. It's about to be shredded and thrown on the garbage heap. In order to do that, we need to have everyone lose faith in everything they thought they believed.
They lost faith already.
You have people that are going to not trust the medical field.
And never trust that. I never did.
What they've been told about COVID and the jab. You have people are going to realize that our economy has been nothing but modern art, just complete made-up, fabricated bullshit. The run of the Jekyll Island experiment in the dollar bill being the planetary monetary unit, something that is made of nothing and can be inflated to infinity, that's about to end. The UFO disclosure is, I think that's, okay, let me get to government first. We are going to have a total distrust of government.
About time!
Everyone who knows what really happened with the election, everyone that supported Trump, you have, they don't believe anything in politics. You have Democrats now even having buyer's remorse with Biden. You're seeing, like, Bibi Netanyahu is out in Israel. There's going to be blood in the streets this summer. There's going to be rioting. The drought is going to be bad. Weather's going to be horrible. People don't believe their government.
Never should have.
The economy's going bad. The UFO, you know, people know there are aliens now, so they've been lying to us about that. So people have nothing left to cling to, really.
We got the space plane.
So there's going to come a time where it's going to seep into even the densest of people that, hey, we've been lied to all along.
Finally!
And with that will come the dismantling of the current system, and a new system will arise out of it.
And with that comes this word here that Cliff has been looking at in his predictive linguistic models at the bottom of the screen there. I can zoom in, but it's the word betrayal, right? So human population would realize that they have been betrayed. And as Mr. Algar is talking about here, it's on many, many fronts.
On every level.
On every level. And so we're getting to this weird transition of time here where humanity is about to wake up. that. Let's say we move the needle past the report here. Do you see the officialdom part of this of disclosure able to keep this narrative in a tight kind of limited hangout, or do you see, once the cat is out of the bag, an explosion of disclosure that would really supersede, as you said here, the truth would come out and supersede all of the secrecy? What's your gut feeling telling you on how this is going to work?
What do you think, Carrie Cassidy?
Well, it's already happening. You know, Luis Elizondo and Nick Pope have gone public, basically lying to the people from the get-go, saying stupid things like, we don't know what these craft are. You know, we don't know if they're Chinese. We don't know if they're Russian. Maybe they're alien. Like, now, and this is over 70 years. It's actually probably closer to 90 years of secrecy. And the fact is that not only does our military know exactly what they are, Solar Warden patrols our solar system and basically tracks anything incoming and outgoing. And they're also tracked here on Earth, you know, so if they come through portals, et cetera, that they know exactly. I mean, I've been told by whistleblowers that they can actually look at a craft, know what group it's from. They can know who's in the craft. And sure, William Tompkins acknowledges this, but I've got secret witnesses that do as well. So I've been talking to whistleblowers now for 16 years. And I mean, this is just a no-brainer. We know if it's alien, and certainly there are plenty of alien craft visiting us every day.
Right.
And this is known, as well as, you know, all the humans that have interactions with various alien races every day.
Every day, that's right. So don't believe that speculative pandering bullshit that they're gonna try to roll out on CNN or CTV or anything. And just keep it locked on Space Plane.
me, gotta leave me the fuck alone. I hate a ringing phone, but they man, my name is Tone, and I'm prone to kicking this. And if you gonna get a motherfucker, then you have to pay better than I'll bring. Oh, don't make me unplug the fucking shit. Alright.
Come on. Come on. Alright.
And we know, of course, we know what the Chinese have. I mean, what do you think we're doing with all this surveillance technology that is watching our every move, okay? You don't think that's watching the aliens' every move? You don't think it's watching China's every move? You don't think they're spying? Why do they keep having an issue with, oh, the United States is eavesdropping on Europe? I mean, that comes up every other, week in the news. Right. Look, the surveillance technology, look at Snowden. I mean, did he waste his time? I mean, all of this information is out there. And yet these two people are brain dead enough to believe their superiors who send them out on a newscast to say stupid shit. I'm sorry. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe that these people are so brain dead that they think humans are so dumb that they will listen to that. It's just, it erases history. It basically erases every piece of evidence that has been coming forward. I mean, even if you go back to Roswell and that whole story, if you want to go, so old like that, or if you want to go through Rich Dolan's masterful works, which
Kerry Cassidy, of course, is talking about, if they say stupid shit like we don't really know what it is and could be
just three volumes like this thick of all the UFO sightings, military and validated with every craft, and but not after
it's
disclosure. No, I'm talking about when he chronicled the actual. I'm. UFOs in the national security state. It's a very thick volume, but that's chronicling every sighting, that was sort of major. And these are the reported sightings, don't forget. So keep in mind that, look, I see UFOs every other day.
Me too!
And have the alien visitations, etc. I don't report them. You think I'm going to report it to MUFON? MUFON's the CIA. So of course not. I mean, lots of people don't report their sightings. A lot of pilots are told not to report their sightings, for God's sake, you know, or they'll have their license revoked. I mean, you know, I can't even believe they're turning back history this way. It's so stupid. And so you're asking me, what do I think of disclosure? First of all, it's not disclosure. It's the opposite. Because they're turning the clock back. They actually think that we're just brain dead. And they act brain dead.
They are brain dead.
So why wouldn't they think we are, since they are?
They straight up zombified, Karen.
Know, really, it is just, they keep a straight face and they say this to, you know, right on camera. We don't know what they are at this late stage, when we have a secret space program with underground bases and high technology that goes off the planet. We go interstellar. I mean, there is just, I mean, it's amazing to me. And they want to keep the lid on it. So they're pretending. I don't even know why they bother to make the effort if they're going to say shit like that. What's the point?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at here. And of course, I'm agreeing with you here. They're coming out with these TikTok UFOs where you know and your whistleblower know that there's so much better footage than this.
No doubt. But this is footage that you can't tell what it is.
Right.
You know, you can't even see. You know, they're called TikTok
UFOs.
But if you actually zoom in close, apparently they don't look like that at all. So it's just more lies and deception. I'm sorry. And maybe they're getting, maybe some of those, you know, there's some military people that have come out, you know, along with those testimonies and such. Maybe they're really, you know, not in the loop. Maybe they're just completely out of it, because our space program is partitioned. There is a level at which they really don't know much. They know less than I know. Okay.
But you know,
they're like a certain level. And the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. And this has been demonstrated time and again. And it's, you know, it's also going on in terms of our government. You know, the Democrats are completely, you know, in the dark, a huge number of them. Some aren't, you know, some aren't, but they pretend they are. And certainly a huge amount of the Republicans are in the know. And some are, you know, the rhinos are pretending they don't know, and some really don't know, and so on and so forth. So it's a game. It's a huge game, and it's going on every day. And this is what we also have, an owned media. So the media is told what to print every day.
That's
the lies are coming out. They continue with COVID. COVID has been outed. Fauci has been outed. The whole thing has been outed.
I outed it right here on this show.
Everyone knows that, you know, the truth is really out there.
Yeah.
And yet we get the lies day after day after day. They want vaccines. That's what they want. So they lie to you. They want you to be tested. They want to give you this nano AI so that you will join the Borg mentality. They want to take over your physical body. This is what they're doing. Okay, so I hope I didn't say any words to make this, you know, but
I think we're good so far.
It's all about secrecy, you know, it's all about lying and keeping humans in the dark.
That's what they do. Don't listen to that shit, because you know it ain't true. But we're trying to tell you right here on Space Plane with Carrie Cassidy and Cliff from Beyond Disclosure with Jean-Claude at BeyondMystic.com. Well, because I am.
Can't nobody say no job I shit to a face. Nah, punk, that ain't I said the president. Oh yeah. Now you gonna step to that? I don't think so.
I like to see you stand up and step to this folk. At any kind of rap show.
You come to town, spot or section, where they gotta show what they know. And I come on with
and
this kind of flow.
Because your name and your language is what links you to your past life karma, the language that your name is in. See, many of you don't realize it, but you don't have quote-unquote English names or American names. Yeah, they may be popular in America, but your name is actually from another language or tied into another land or another story. See, a language represents a story, a star story, a lot of times. And the language that you speak or the language that you was born speaking links you karmically, now I'm talking about a past life level, into another story. So before you get to research anything, because I have about 100 people lined up wanting to get readings, and I'm going to do them, every last one of them. However, I want you guys to think over this, because right now I'm actually in Arizona, so I'm doing a lot of traveling. I really won't have a lot of time to really get to people. Probably you may have to wait for a couple of months, each person. Like, once you text me to get a reading, it may take a couple of months. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I want to give you a real reading. But on top of that, I want to be able to, you know, get to my location safely, places that I need to get to. And I'm getting attacked by ET beings daily, zapping me from phone energy and all kind of shit. So right now is not a good time, so I want you to just think over this while you wait. So you was given a set of weapons, your name and your social security number, and your name ties into a language which ties you into a land, no matter how you look at it, a land mass or a land body. It's up to you to research that land mass and that land body that your name ties you into. And so at some point, you need to go to that land mass, that land body, because that is your zero point. That's called your zero time reference. And once you do that, you're going to find out that you're linked to other people. So when you're not performing correctly, meaning that towards fulfilling your life purpose, you're not only holding back yourself. This is what I'm trying to get people to see. You're holding back a group. So you have what's called group karma. You have what's called fixed stars. So you have stars that are movable. Some stars are fixed. And that's what I'm going to get into in the future soon, too, is I'm going to get into fixed stars. And when you go back to your zero point reference, you are finding out about your fixed stars. You can also do this on a celestial level with your zodiac sign, but I'm speaking on how to do it through your name. So once you tie into your fixed stars or the physical karma that you are tied into, now your job is to, do you like it or not?
Nobody's complaining, nobody's complaining.
And I ain't coming out of here just to shoot you. And
it's always true. That's right.
So let me ask you, let me rephrase that question then. So we're getting here, this push towards some type of disclosure, this report is coming out, and at the same time, as you're saying, there are individuals who are taking marching orders from their superiors to come out here and erase history of the things we already know, as you just said. So let me ask you that question again. What's the attempt then? Is this a limited hangout disclosure? And if so, it appears to be, why? What's the ultimate reason for this limited hangout disclosure?
That's a good question. And there's a lot to that, okay? So let me also talk, I don't know how long or how briefly, about the death of Mark McCandlish, because this
Who's
is
that?
Instrumental to the situation. It's And also the takedown, as I've said, of my YouTube channel after 16 years. All of this is happening right before this so-called report comes out. Well, what am I known for? What is our channel known for? We have whistleblowers, okay? Mark McCandlish is a whistleblower. He just died in a typical Illuminati hit. Okay? They're trying to craft it into he killed himself.
Yeah.
But I've got testimonies from best friends of his who say over and over again there's no way he would kill himself. He was on the verge of a major breakthrough with regard to his own technology having to do with the ARV, which is basically a UFO that he reverse engineered in drawings, in essence. And you know, I've got articles about this. I did a tribute show on his death and his life, and I've also gotten testimony where these people are afraid to come forward, in essence, but I'm happy to talk. So I will, you know, tell you what they said, and I can go through the whole murder if you want to get a blow by blow. But I also want to say that Sean David Morton, who has a major, major whistleblower, who ran Area 51, who ran S4, who ran Dulce for the whole United States secret space program in the early days, who left behind a legacy, supposedly killed or time traveled out of this sector. And he gave it to Sean's, his lawyer gave it to Sean's lawyer. And basically with the thing is that he should write it into books as fiction. So it's fact as fiction, but that's how Sean wrote it, but it's all factual. It's like contains tremendous amount of facts. And I know that because I know the history, okay? And it matches everything my whistleblowers have said over the years and many other whistleblowers, people that have not even necessarily reported to me personally. So what you're talking about is a cover-up in motion, okay? They're killing people, okay? Sean has been taken back into prison. All of a sudden, in April, I think it was, he was out in January getting cancer treatment, et cetera, at the best hospital, Cedars-Sinai, said to be one of the best in the whole United States.
That's the best place
they
to kill
took him
people,
back
right?
into custody. They said he didn't violate anything, but they just decided to do it. The government does whatever the fuck they want.
tired of. I'm tangled up. I'm tired of, I'm tangled up. Jesus, Lord, I'm wrapped up in his love. I'm tired of in his blood. I'm tangled up in the spirit. What a feeling down in my soul. Oh, I can't do me no harm. The devil is a liar and a cheater too. He don't matter how he come into you. You better watch out, he's on your track. If you're not careful, he'll turn you back. The reason so many of you turn around, you don't go no more to your praying ground. You better keep climbing the ladder round by round. Don't let old Satan turn you around. You better wrap up, get tied up. Oh, get tangled up. When I was a sinner lost in my sins, I prayed to the Lord and he took me in. He wrapped me with his love and he saved me with his blood. Oh, what a feeling that came from above. I'm in the Father and the Father in the Son. Son and the Holy Ghost, they all make one. I said I'm wrapped up, wrapped up, tied up,
well,
tangled up,
wrapped up.
I couldn't get a loose if I wanted to.
Okay, and so they just took him. They put him in solitary confinement for 32 days. Now, he's a white-collar criminal, if you want to call him a criminal at all, which he's not because they framed him, but that's another matter. And so what you have is this guy, he's been, every time he goes back in prison, they put him in solitary. Like, what? But, because they are afraid of his influence, okay, because he loves to talk. And I'm sure he talks to the other inmates, and you know,
yeah,
who knows, he probably could create all kinds of mayhem if he wants. But I think he's probably a peaceful, you know, he's a peace-loving guy, so he probably doesn't, you know, cause that much trouble. So anyway, If you put somebody in solitary confinement for 32 days, that is torture to a human being, okay? Most people won't even be able to stand 10 days of solitary, let alone 32. Do you understand how crazy this is? They are so desperate, okay, to keep the secret. And so these the evidence of the threats against me, against Sean David Morton, against not just a threat, but killing Mark McCandlish. And there are probably other people that have been threatened and or killed in this period of time. So leading up to a so-called report disclosure, right?
That's right. So you just believe the official story and don't go on and look back of all them years of research. And it's true. They took down Project Camelot off of YouTube. It's been going strong since like 2008. So much stuff there. Man, the plot thickens, don't it?
In which they're already spinning the story so that you think that 70 years of history about UFOs and all the investigative work that all of us have done, there's a tremendous, I mean, sex and UFOs, those are the biggest two topics, investigated on the internet.
Yeah.
They can't keep the story down, okay? It's ludicrous that they're even trying at this point.
It's ludicrous to think that we are doing this. We do this. This is what we do.
Yeah.
touching trees.